We have no meaning. So Kaisam Ishkantri, you actually held back, I mean in simple English, from protecting my Migdash. You covered the skies and didn't want Shemayim to protect. You took away our protection. So Kaisam, you covered away our protection. You blocked protection. That is what we expected to be protected. Well, the Gugi Barai, and basically they were defeated. Something we took for granted, that God's on our side. I grew up in a world in which people left religion because of the Holocaust, because where was God? And one wondered, did that also happen after the first temple? After the second temple? Was there also such assimilation in walking away from God? Don't know. I do know one thing. I know that over here we're crying. You didn't protect us. We expected it. Stuff with cock, all week, we clapped our hands in sorrow. You see, Lakla Birai, as my knights became weak and they couldn't do what they had to do. And then it comes and says something really unbelievable. The flow of David says for you, our beauty was thrown into a mortar. It was basically mashed and knocked into pieces. And he said, I expected the applause of Zechariah, which said, what do you mean? Oh, Yeshbush, Kenimus, we're going to thrive in Jerusalem. That which we see today. We had expected that to happen then. We had so many expectations, and you wonder, we said, we did whatever we did. But we expected God to deliver. Because that was the relationship we had. And he did deliver for so many centuries. What happened was, we have to wait till God does a miracle like he did in Gilgal, if you read your Sefer Yehoshua. That which you took for granted now demands major miraculous effort. Everything's closed. Everything's finished. We lost everything. Says, because my eyes were looking into Greek culture. I walked away. I expected you to deliver, and I was looking in other places. It goes on and on. Those religious people, their brains were smashed at the rivers of Prat. We remember when God smashed the Red Sea. And now he's smashing our Hasidim and they're falling apart, our pious Jews. Why did they have to be killed? I remember different questions which were asked, when I was growing up. Why didn't it happen to them? They were good. Instead of the Red Sea being split, he split the heads and bodies of his Hasidim. This doesn't add anything to what's there, but if you see it, it's frightening. Pachat Teshil Tepach Seideach. Right, of the great tape, which was the Mishkan Shiloh, we won't discuss this at the moment, I'll take me to Mishpat. He came back to us. Where is the mercy of God? You say, some people have your Chassidah, where is the mercy of God? We expected the mercy of God. And this goes on and on. Exactly, we speak a few lines. Lama ruach ha'peno l'tevach shamaru. Why didn't Yoshiyahu HaMelech, which was his righteous king, he did so many beautiful things, and cleaned up a lot of the Avodah Zarah Klal Yisrael, why did he have to be killed? These are all questions that even tzaddik were ra'alo. Where is the mercy of God? Where is the covenant? Where is everything? Have we settled out to some kind of a sale? You see how we've been burnt. A lot of anger is thrown into your Mikdash. They burnt it with gusto. You tried your best by sending the Yechezkel. We didn't listen. We simply didn't listen. We took things for granted. The rabbi said a schmooze, a nice warm schmooze, very nice. Where are you going out tonight? That's who we were. Reminds me of our life today. We had a lot of God knowledge then, prophets and the mikdash, and we expected it to work. We forgot that it's a two-way deal. God looks at us as much as we look at him, but we turned our back on him and he decided to take away protection. And we were surprised. Where is God? Why should he be here for you? Man is barbaric. He will protect you if you live thinking of him. If you don't think of him, then let man be barbaric. And man is barbaric. Think of Europe and the Holocaust. Man can be very barbaric. But do we always want the protection of God? We take it for granted. You know, you grow up, you're so lucky, young people take me back to Israel and suck it for granted. You didn't grow up when I was growing up. Are you kidding? You don't put things for granted. This is like, oh? We actually have a house? You have to understand, don't they thank God? Every day! This is nisim gluyim of all of a sudden we have protection we didn't have for centuries. You know what that means? Are you sensitive to history? And we think this is when we lost it all. It all started here. This way, the whole history of no protection started here. God walked away. That's what happened. We can go on. I'm going to skip it. The Tom Chakta, the case of Benefa. Yaakov Avinu is described in your Kisei Akava, and he was really because of Shlema. At that time, because of that, the source of Yaakov, Hashem Mutas Hazos Benefa. Now, punish those, and let us come back to see your face. We're actually saying, you know, it's so hard. You want us to do tshuva? I guess you have to help a little bit first. You help a little bit, then we'll do tshuva. I say it again, don't think it's so crazy. We're living that time now. I don't really have to help, which is it we should be having. But it is helping yourself. We have perfection. From 1948 and further, it's a whole different world in the industry. We are protected. But the goal is, for one thing only, Lot is for now, we have to go back and see it. And here your problem is, are we using this great opportunity? Are we once again taking it for granted? Well, then read the Kinnis and see what you took for granted for centuries is taken away in a split second. And don't you think for 1 minute it can't happen again. As the rabbi says, oh, it doesn't work with the psukim, I'll figure out a way how to read the psukim differently. That's what the rabbi writes in Murray Lamukim. We can never take anything for granted. For the protection of God is a sudden dialect. It depends how much we look for Him. If we will develop in looking for Him, caring about Him, thinking about Him, we will have protection of all elements, not just injury, everything. And I'm saying again, wow. You have no idea, again, if you'd only hop with the area you're living in, you'd be jumping the joy of the construct. This is a day of going back in history, see how bad it was, to appreciate what you have today and what to do with it in that particular place. That's what he says, it ends. Ram Habeta and Chotulani, we are your nation, all of us. Svor Hashem Mahir Lanu, you remember. I want to point out one thing in this here, before we go further. There is no sin here. There's no admission of sin. There's no, I'm sorry. Look at it carefully. It's all describing how we're lost. The basic theme of the Kina is we're lost. Very reminiscent of Adma Risho when he lost his awareness. He also felt nude and went hiding like a rabbit under a bush. And God tells him, Ayeka, where is that you of yourself that you once had? And he says, I don't know, it's lost. Don't know where I am anymore. This is Pachad. This first Pina introduces us into the shock of losing the relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. The shock that everything we took for granted simply stopped being. This is the first stage of evangelism. This is the first stage of any real tshuva. Admitting and seeing, wow, where am I? There's nothing left. Let's see how long it takes when people start thinking about maybe it's my fault. And how to react to that fault. But that goes further. Let's go further. Hey, Christ.